The Art Spot with Art Minius on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Welcome to the Art Spot on WCHL and chapelborough.com. We have an intriguing show today with two of my favorite guests, Jeff York, who directs public art for town of Chapel.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you, Jeff. And photographer Barbara Tyroller. You've seen her frequently at the Frank Gallery downtown and other exhibits around town.
Good to see
and
you.
They have a wonderful public art and public awareness program to tell us about that features the photography of Barbara Tyroller documenting students with autism in the town's adapted aquatics classes. And for the last couple of weeks and for another few days, that artwork is on display at the Chapel Hill Public Library. And then in June, it'll go into its permanent home. And where will that be?
Well, that's correct. Actually, the photographs are going to be the base of the permanent exhibit, and that will be at the Aquatics Center there on Homestead Road. It actually will be a larger scale public artwork with the photographs being transferred onto a type of plexi-type material that will then hang in the center for a long time.
Wow. That these images, the few I've seen online and in person by Barbara of the students with autism, are really quite impressive and moving. They do what the best art does, tell a story with an image. How did you get involved in this project, Barbara?
Well, this project has been brewing for many years. And when I moved back to Chapel Hill, which was about 4 years ago, I joined the Frank Gallery and did a lot of focus on my artwork. My background is actually in special education and as well as digital imaging and media. And also I'm a commercial photographer, but my love is working in advocacy projects. So the advocacy project here was a perfect opportunity. I ran into Jeff at one point when I was doing a community project with the Frank Gallery, and he suggested something about an arts commission opportunity to display the work. And this was many years ago, and he kept saying, well, think about it for next year, think about it, and I kept hounding him about it. When is my time going to come? And eventually he said, okay, you know, here's where you can apply for this program. And I did. And it was an incredible process of collaborating with various partners in the community. The Adapted Aquatics program that Marianne Koslovsky runs and Rob English, who actually created this Adapted Aquatics program. And the Autism Society and a couple of other professionals in the area. Since I have been interested in working with kids with autism for a long time, and I saw that the Homestead Aquatic Center actually had classes for this population, I thought this would be a great opportunity to do some work.
Well, what Barbara's not telling you, though, is that her work is just absolutely spectacular. It's not documentary photography. And she has a way of capturing the light off the water, the joy on the child's faces
especially
as they're
that.
Learning how to swim. And so it really, really shows, I mean, it documents maybe the struggle and the triumph of then learning to swim, but it's really a fine, fine work of art.
This is very true, and there's one image of a young man's head poking out of the water that has such a glow of happiness and achievement. It's in some ways just as spectacular as any image of a whale jumping out of the ocean.
It's really fascinating to watch these kids, the way that they respond to the water, the way that the volunteers in the program coax them into the water. And it's very difficult for them because it's a very distracting environment. instrument acoustically. It's incredibly noisy, and the kids come in a little frightened. And just to watch the way these volunteers work with these kids to bring them into the water, and then the joy that they experience when they get in there, it's incredible. And as a photographer, I actually do a lot of photography with water. That's really important to me, to use that element. It's beautiful. It's vibrant. And when the kids are in there jumping and playing to actually capture that, it's amazing.
Yeah, this seems to be a wonderful drawing together of so many of your professional and personal interest into one project. You're very lucky to have
it. I am very lucky to have found this Arts Commission because it really gives me an opportunity to focus on that type of work. It's really, really special.
Well, I think that's the whole point of the program is really for artists to really connect with a community, and community is used a little bit loosely, but it could be, in this case, a community of children with special needs, or we've done a project with the homeless community. We've done a project documenting the changes in the near north side. So this is really the fifth project of what we call Into the Streets, and it's really about connecting local artists with their local communities.
That's beautiful. Work. And why, Jeff, is that important for the health and vitality, not just of Chapel Hill, but of any community?
Well, I think it's just, art is just, it's so expressive. It allows us a visual way to talk about a community's needs, a community's all the good things that are happening in a community, maybe some of the things that aren't as good in a community. We did a project with a group of students last year that they did a graphic novel about the issues of race and racism. So it's really using the visual medium to really kind of get at the heart of community, whether that's something really good or something that maybe needs to change.
That is, I think, a tremendously vital use of public funds and public space for the benefit of all, to foster this kind of understanding and discourse and representation of issues in our community in a way that different populations can relate to and respond to. And we will continue this conversation about the documentation, photography of the Adapted Recreation Program when we come back on the Art Spot. Welcome back to the Art Spot on WCHL and chapelborough.com. Visiting today with photographer Barbara Tyroller and public art administrator for Chapel Hill, Jeff York, talking about an extraordinary program they've collaborated on with Barbara, photographing the students in the adapted aquatics class, students with autism, learning to swim out at the Homestead Center. This April, which is about to end, is Autism Awareness Month, and these images have been on display for a couple of weeks at Chapel Hill Public Library and will end up probably right about the time summer starts at the Aquatic Center itself. Why don't y'all tell us about how the name for this project came about?
Well, this was actually a very difficult process, and I asked many, many people to weigh in on it, so we had lots of different titles for this thing. But in the end, we ended up with the name Rockin' the Spectrum, and this was something that my husband came up with, and he said, rockin', the term rockin'? And I said, he said, well, you have to be under 30 to understand it, but it means, sort of activating, sort of energizing, making things happen. And we thought this was a really beautiful way. The spectrum, in reference to autism now, has to do with a diversity of children that may or may not have some sort of disability, particularly communication disorder, and the spectrum of colors that you see when you photograph them in the pool.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how it came about, and that was an incentive for producing the images of kids rocking in the water while they're learning how to swim.
Well, they certainly are. I didn't even pick up on the second meaning of spectrum with the colors. I just thought of the autism spectrum and thought rocking the spectrum. That's a pretty cool name. And didn't even pick up on the double entendre.
Well, it was interesting because we had to really run the title by lots of different people. We wanted to make sure that we were very circumspect in the way we made reference to the individuals that are a part of this program. So, you know, once we kind of came up with the title, we had to pass it by a number of different people, which was really kind of an interesting thing. And I Barbara was just telling me at the break where she read in the New York Times that 1 in 68 children these days has some form or some spectrum of autism. So we really wanted to kind of bring that to light. And I think that's what this exhibition really does. It informs. It's visually beautiful, but at the same time, it informs people about the need for helping or, you know, aiding or being able to educate people about that everybody has, in a way, special needs. And so these individuals that we have termed autistic, you know, are really, in a way, they have the same needs and desires as we have. And, you know, learning how to swim, as I mentioned before, you can see the triumph, the joy of achievement on their faces. And that's really what we were at trying to capture is that, you know, visually, a visual way of informing people about a very special group of individuals.
Yeah, and it's so important because those of us over a certain age, when we first learned that word autism, saw it only referring to the people at the most severely impacted end of the spectrum, and the knowledge that there are many high-functioning people at the other end of the spectrum is really important to point out, and to see the students with autism in the water, whether in person or through Barbara's photography, and to see the achievement, to see the happiness, and to see the water in many ways is such a great equalizer, whether with physical or mental differences, that it's a powerful image. That maybe that's why water interested you as an artist all these many years.
Yeah, and I also, actually, another piece of this is that I think there's a very large percentage of children that actually have had experiences with drowning or near-drowning experiences, and being able to teach them how to swim is a life skill that's really critical as well. For me, when I had my first and only child, the first thing I wanted to do was teach her how to swim, get her in the water, get her to love the water. And it's a great life skill, but it's also a wonderful relaxation, soothing experience. And I think a lot of these kids do experience that calmness once they get in the water.
Yeah, and that calmness once you realize you're not going to drown, that calmness is actually the preventer of drowning is a really important life skill, especially if you're in the spectrum and given to being having difficulty dealing with surprises with unexpected circumstances.
Yeah. Sure. Well, I'll let Barbara talk about this, but she is just very, very good with the children, and she has to set up so much equipment and the lights, and in a way, it's kind of different from what she just described, the nice kind of calm thing, because, you know, when you go into a television studio or something like that, there's lights and cameras and things like that. So I'll let Barbara talk about how she kind of sets these photographs up.
So when I first started doing this project, I had spent several months making sure that the parents understood why I was there, that the children actually got used to seeing me, and that the lifeguards, the administrators at the pool, everyone knew that it was okay for me to be there with this big camera. And for a while, I wasn't able to use flash at all because people were afraid that it would set off an epileptic seizure. So I was able to, over time, by just spending a lot of time with the parents and gifting them photographs was really, I think, the thing that did that. And showing the joy. I mean, you can show the frustration, you can show the anxiety, the fear, but I chose to show the joy and the achievement. And this, then the parents were able to really appreciate what I was doing. So now when I go in there, I can bring all this equipment and all these lenses, and they love it. They respond really positively to it.
And we will be back on the Art Spot with Jeff York and Barbara Tyroller right after these messages. Welcome back to the Art Spot, talking today with Jeff York and Barbara Tyroller about the Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation Department's Adapted Recreation and Inclusion Program, and Barbara's Rocking the Spectrum Program, photographing the autistic students in the Adapted Aquatics classes out on Homestead Road.
Thank you. And I actually did want to really express my appreciation to Rob English, who was the aquatic supervisor for the town of Chapel Hill, for creating this adapted aquatics program several years ago, I believe. And now Marianne Kozlovsky, who is the therapeutic recreation specialist, has taken it on and done an incredible job for support for all of us. So I did totally appreciate that. And the other thing I wanted to add was just a little bit of technical information about how these photographs are made.
Yeah, that's a good point, because ever since the early days of photography, since Alex Gardner was dragging corpses around Antietam and Gettysburg, There's been so much talk within the art form about documentation versus creation.
Mm-hmm. So these photographs... generally are not manipulated, although the question of manipulation is very, very broad. So I guess they are manipulated in the sense that I don't believe there is such a thing as a non-manipulated photograph, depending on where you stand, depending on the lighting that you use, depending on the film or the processing of your digital images. But what I found is the effectiveness of the flash and the shutter speed is what gives this wonderful feeling of motion. And sometimes if I move the camera a certain way at a certain shutter speed, at a certain distance with a certain lighting ratio, I can get the most gorgeous things. And if there are ripples in the water, and Rob has also turned on the underwater lighting, which gives a whole other element, so that I get the benefit of artificial lighting and ambient lighting and movement and color. So that may be considered manipulation, or it may be considered just what there is in my environment and how I bring the technology to it.
Yeah, well, it certainly works in these images of the students up at Homestead Road. They're truly extraordinary and are right now on display at the Chapel Hill Public Library across from the library's main service desk, and have been for a couple of weeks and should be for a couple of weeks more before moving up to the Aquatic Center on Homestead Road.
Right, and probably around mid to late June, Barbara will be installing the permanent piece, and that will be these photographs really writ large. I think they're like 30 by 40 that they will, the panels will be. And so I think there'll be something that will be really stunning and people will really enjoy for many years to come when they come into the Aquatic Center.
This is just a tremendous public art project. I appreciate both of y'all doing it and coming into the Art Spot to talk about it.
To talk about it. Thank you.
Jeff York and Barbara Tyroller.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.